From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama met with Israeli and Palestinian leaders in New York today. He pressed for each side to resume talks toward finding peace in the Mideast. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president is in New York City in advance of Wednesday's opening session of the United Nations General Assembly. Mr. Obama held separate meetings with Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu and the Palestinian authorities, Mahmoud Abbas. The three leaders then sat down together. They posed for cameras afterward, and Mr. Obama told reporters it's time for negotiations to resume.
And so my message to these two leaders is clear. Despite all the obstacles, despite all the history, despite all the mistrust, we have to find a way forward.
But the photo op appeared more formal than it did warm. The president's manner was stern. There were handshakes, but no commitments on concrete steps to get peace talks moving again. Don Gagne, NPR News, New York.
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus is said to be proposing an additional $50 billion be added to the proposed health care overhaul plan. According to officials, Baucus wants the money to boost government insurance subsidies, allowing even more families with higher incomes to get some access to government funds to help offset the cost of health care. After the Finance Committee has its say, the measure goes to the full Senate for debate. Federal government is reminding local law enforcement officials of terrorists' wishes to attack public places such as hotels and stadiums. Warnings come as the FBI looks into a possible terrorist cell in the U.S. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
The Department of Homeland Security says a series of unclassified Homeland Security notes have been sent to assist local law enforcement. The Associated Press obtained bulletins sent to police on Monday, which warned that an al-Qaeda training manual calls for blasting, quote, places of amusement, immorality, and sin, and attacking vital economic networks. Similar government warnings have been issued about mass transit. A Homeland Security Department statement says neither the department nor the FBI has any information regarding the timing, location, or target of any planned attack, but it says the agencies believe it is prudent to raise the security awareness of local law enforcement. Three men, including one who said he received explosives and weapons training in Pakistan, have been charged in Denver with making false statements to police. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. authorities have shut down a major border crossing with Mexico following an incident in which suspected Mexican smugglers opened fire on U.S. agents. Officials say that the decision to shut down the San Ysidro border crossing near San Diego and Tijuana came amid reports at least four people were wounded in the shootout. Officials say agents opened fire on three vans they say tried to speed through the crossing. The vans were loaded with as many as 70 suspected illegal immigrants. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 51 points. This is NPR. Massachusetts Senate has voted today to approve a measure that would allow Governor Deval Patrick to name an interim replacement to fill the vacant Senate seat of the late Edward Kennedy. The bill passed by a 24-16 vote, follows approval by the Massachusetts House last week. The measure still requires a final vote in both chambers and a signature from the governor. Once that happens, it's expected Patrick could name an interim replacement within days, returning a crucial Democratic seat to the U.S. Senate. On Capitol Hill, the last of five committees with the duty of drafting a health care bill has begun debate, and NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The draft bill, taken up by the Senate Finance Committee today, requires every U.S. citizen to have coverage or face a fine. The proposal includes subsidies to help those who can't afford insurance, but Democrats on the committee are already concerned they're too low. Moreover, Democrats like Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan expressed disappointment that the draft does not include a government-backed insurance option.
We need to make sure families have a real choice of health insurance plans, including a public health insurance option that keeps private insurance companies honest and keeps premiums affordable.
Republicans on the committee say the bill will end up being too costly to taxpayers. The committee is set to pore through more than 564 proposed amendments to the legislation. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The brother of one of the three hikers being held in Iran said today he hopes Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad brings the three with him when he visits the UN this week. Ahmadinejad, who has recently angered the West with inflammatory statements, is expected to be at the UN General Assembly tomorrow. The State Department official said today there's no reason to think the three hikers will be accompanying the president. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.